Why are you so excited? I'm excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. The Bible says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Well, you know, I believe that the strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. Yes, prayer is where the action is. You know, the Lord Jesus told us in that prayer promise in Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, Therefore, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Yes, you shall have them. Well, listen, I want you to get ready to meet us in our miracle working blessing and healing services that goes on every week in the prayer chamber. Yes, it's church by phone every week. Every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every Saturday. 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. 7:30 Central Standard Time. And 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And meet me every Sunday as I teach that Word of God at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, Central Standard Time, and 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But here is the Canadian prophetess to give you a personal invite to Church by Phone.
This is the Canadian prophetess, Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is your night for a supernatural miracle. God has spoken to Apostle Broadnax and myself, and we are having a three-day, three-night, three-fold cord May miracle revival. Tell somebody, whatever you do, do not just keep this to yourself, but tell somebody starting tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Join us in the prayer chamber. Apostle is at the headquarters in Louisiana. I am calling in from hundreds of miles away, but together we are standing in faith with prayer warriors from all around the world, and miracles are happening. And God said, tonight I'm gonna encompass you in favor. I'm going to bring favor, supernatural favor, supernatural anointing, a brand new anointing. I'm talking to that pastor. Have you not wept before God and asked him to give you a new anointing and a new vision as to how to win souls to the kingdom? Then I see that one, you have begged God almost for peace in your home. It's been so hard. The devil has fought you literally from every side possible. You have even said, Lord, I don't know where I went wrong. I'm talking to that man, and then there's a woman. You leave your home and you're at work, and you battle at work. And then you leave work and your head starts to ache. Your stomach starts to get sick because you know that there's another fight waiting at home. And it seemed like there's just no peace. You love your family. You would do anything to keep your family together, but you don't know what else to do. God is going to bring peace in your home. I saw it in the spirit. There's literally going to be an angel of peace that walks into your home on tonight. And they will not leave. And that warring, fighting spirit is going to cease. And God is literally going to block that one that brings that contention from coming into your home. Not only is God going to encompass you in favor and a new anointing and peace in your mind, in your home, on your job. I see that one. You love your job. You love helping people. And you love what you do, but there are co-workers around you that are absolutely full of the devil. And they're trying their best to run you out. God said, stand. I was in Oklahoma, and God began to speak to me. And I was praying and prophesying in the service. And the usher of the church, the head usher, God said, I'm touching your body. I'm melting that lump. She had a lump in her breast cancer. She could feel the lump. It was like a stabbing pain. That I laid hands on her, she fell under the power of God and was on the floor the rest of that service. She went home, and while she was getting ready for bed, she noticed her breast was not hurting. Then she began to feel, and the lump had totally dissolved. She came back the next night and testified. And as she was going back to her seat, the Holy Ghost came upon me. And I said, God said, don't quit your job. That one that's giving you the trouble, God is going to drive them out. She began to weep. I did not know until the next night that she had just decided that she was quitting her job. She worked at a company for 13 years, and nothing she did was good enough for her supervisor. And she said, the day before, the night I prophesied leaving work, she said, God, I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to have to quit. And God said, stop. You cannot quit. The next morning she went in, and before that day was over, that supervisor was fired and they promoted her to the supervisor's position. There's somebody, God said, the devil is trying to drive you out of that job because your promotion is there. God is going to drive that devil out, and you are going to stand and know that God has touched you, and God's going to give you a promotion where there is no promotion. I was in Fort Lauderdale, and one of the ushers of that church, Sister Grace, she was in a situation that she was contemplating quitting her job, and God said, stand. There's going to be a promotion. They told their entire company there would be no promotions, that there would be people being let go. She was the only one that received a 12% raise. Just like that. If you need favor, if you're hungering for a new anointing, if you need peace in your home or on your job, if you are ready for the financial breakthrough that God promised you, that anointing of prosperity, when you have prosperity, you have more than just money in the bank. You have favor, you have anointing, you have peace. And then God said, I am going to make the last part of this month, Irabahataya, hear it, Lord, a month of May is a month of miracles. Join Apostle Broadnax and myself tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening in the prayer chamber. 318-754-0001. I'm talking about favor. I was talking about Sister Pat that has come to my meetings in South Florida now for over 24 years. She came as a backslider, got right with the Lord, and God said, favor. She needed a new vehicle. Her vehicle, the brakes were going. She went to Sunrise, Florida, and to get her brakes fixed. Meanwhile, she test drove a car. They approved her, but she needed a down payment. I can't remember the down payment. But she said to the man, I can't do it today, but give me this paperwork and I'll bring it back tomorrow. I need to take it for the prophet to bless. That night, God said, I'm getting in the computer and I'm wiping out debt. And the next day, she has testified this in church services. The very next day, she went back to pay the down payment. The finance department said it was already paid. Someone paid it. It was paid last night in cash. She said, I think you made a mistake. You must have somebody else's information. They put the information in again. They said it was paid yesterday, last night. She said, well, when is my first payment? And the lady said, do you not understand? Your vehicle was paid for in cash, and they handed her the title. I believe that God is no respecter person. And I know there's somebody that you're full of religion and you have no faith and you've been hearing this broadcast for months now and it almost bothers you that we're still standing. But I'm going to tell you something. There's somebody with faith that is also listening. And you know the only way that you're going to get the favor you need is if God gives it to you. And the Lord would speak unto thee and say, if you have the faith to allow my prophets to speak into your life and just believe, you will not be the same, saith the Lord. My time is almost up today, but you can put it in your calendar. Set a timer tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific. Join Apostle Broadnax and myself at area code 318-754-0001. If you will be in this crusade and let this anointing in your home, you will not be the same. In Jesus' name.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Little song we want to do tonight. You like this little song? Come on, put your hands together.
To put